Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Saturday, the 18th of May 2024. Today's topic is Onesiphorus Kind Acts. Our text today is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 1 verses 13 through 18. Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Verse 14. That good thing which was committed unto thee keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me, and was not ashamed of my chain. But, when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently, and found me. Verse 18. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day, and in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well. Our memory verse today is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 16. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me, and was not ashamed of my chain. While Apostle Paul was in prison in Rome for preaching the gospel, several associates deserted him. However, Onesiphorus and his family stood by him. He often visited Paul to cheer him up and provide his needs. Paul was so impressed by his kindness that he said, "But, when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me." Hence John Wesley wrote, "Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can." What a great lesson for Christian youths. Stand by the persecuted because of their faith in Christ. Look out for Christian youths currently facing persecution from their parents, teachers, or fellow students at school. Emulate Onesiphorus and be kind to them. Encourage them and provide whatever you can afford to keep them sustained in faith. Are you persecuted? Don't give up. The Lord will send help your way shortly. Quote for the day. Stand by the persecuted. The challenge for today is: caring is helping to share burdens of others. Prayer. Lord, help me to show kindness to the suffering, in Jesus' name. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.